This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, it is cool to hear his voice. Thank you very, very much, my buddy, James Smith. In fact, thank you. And welcome. If we can help you with a plant question, give us a call. Lines are all filled now. Everybody has realized, hey, I think Neil's already on the air. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And right now we have Steve Huddleston from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Redbud time.
Well, it is.
Don't they look pretty on a day like today when it's kind of gray and gloomy and you look out through there and there's purple haze is out there that kind of, well, what color is it? It's not purple.
Magenta.
It is magenta, isn't it? That's right. It's redbud color.
They really stand out.
Aren't they beautiful? That's really great. And there are, if you look at a bunch of seedlings of redbuds, they come in all different colors, and that's why we have some name varieties that have been selected out of those. Tell us about some of them.
Well, we have three different species of redbuds in our garden. We have the Texas, the Mexican, and the Chinese, the latter of which has two cultivars in our garden. One is Don Egolf, and one is Avondale. They're both very similar. I think the flowers are an especially intense magenta color, and they're very striking in the landscape.
Yeah, they are really, really pretty. I have Avondale along my driveway, and it blooms for a long time, and very, very dark. Yeah, it's pretty. And Oklahoma is one of my favorites of all of them, and Mexican redbud with the small leaves and those deep burgundy flowers. But then there's so many of them now, and the white flowering redbuds are beautiful.
Yes.
All right, Texas Mount Laurel in bloom now?
Yes, we have it blooming in several places, in fact. This small tree or large shrub is native to the Texas Hill Country, but it has done well in our garden for the past several years. It's a very slow-growing plant. It can reach a mature height of 15 feet or so. It has small olive-colored leathery leaves, very attractive in their own right. And then in the spring, clusters of purple wisteria-like flowers that smell like grape bubblegum burst out. We have a variety called Silver Sierra. This is a silver-leafed cultivar, and those purple flowers are really pretty against that silver foliage. Anyway, this plant likes full sun or at most light shade and excellent drainage.
Yeah, that's a pretty plant, and the green one is still my preference, and those leaves are just waxy. They're just beautiful, aren't they? Really,
yes.
Pretty. Texas Mountain Laurel. Summer Snowflake. This is a prototypic example of an understated bulb. Beautiful foliage, looks like daffodil foliage.
Yes.
And then tell us about the little beautiful flowers.
Well, as you said, the foliage looks like daffodil foliage. It's about, 16, 18 inches tall or so. This is a bulb that tolerates clay soil very well, so it does well in our area. But then the flowers are small, white, and bell-shaped, and they have a green dot on the tip of each petal. They're very pretty, very dainty. I think this is a good substitute for Lily of the Valley, which we cannot grow here, really.
Yeah, it really is a good substitute. You kind of have the feeling that if you're going to call this thing Summer Snowflake, it may be from an area where summer arrives.
Yeah, much later.
Much later. June is still cold.
Yes.
So it's in bloom right now. We have it at my home right now in bloom and at my magazine office. I love Summer Snowflake. How would somebody find all these things?
Well, they just need to come to the Botanic Garden, which is north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, and that's just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth off I-30 and right there in the museum district. How would they find you online, Steve?
That address is fwbg.org.
All right. And on the 24-hour information number?
That number is 817-871-7686.
All right. As I have been wont to do in the past on several occasions, I have asked you for help, and it's help Neil time. My next call-up is going to ask about Aubrecia, how well it will work as a ground cover. I haven't grown it. What do you know about
either.
It? Okay.
I haven't either.
I looked it up, and it looks like something that scares me out of some other part of America. These things show up in garden centers this time of year. So, Mick in Arlington, we can talk to you, but I'm not going to be able to help you much. Steve, I appreciate you. The Fort Worth Botanic Garden was founded what year?
1934.
That's a legacy botanic garden, folks, and you need to get out there, and things change every few days. Go often. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored by Norway Irrigation. Norway Irrigation is just the best it gets. Best equipment, best installation, and best service. I've known Bill Jensen, the owner, founder of Norway Irrigation, for 42 years, 43 years this year, and I was there, not beside him when he began Norway Irrigation more than 30 years ago, but I've been doing ads for them for all of that time, and proudly so. They use WeatherMatic equipment in their installations, and so if you're putting in a new sprinkler system or if you're doing a major renovation of an existing sprinkler system, you need to call Norway Irrigation. They know how to do it. There are lots of ways that other companies will cut costs. Norway may not be the cheapest. They're certainly going to be a very affordable option to you, and where you really get paid back is because with Norway Irrigation systems, you're not going to have the service calls that you might have had with the other companies. They're just the best. If you do have sprinkler repair needs, call Norway Irrigation, even if they did not install the system. They are detectives. That's probably the they are irrigation detectives. They're just the best. Have I said best five times in this ad? Let's put the counter on this one. The phone number, 972-446-3292, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292, Norway Irrigation.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050, 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very, very much, and we're ready to go back to the phone lines. Let's go to, Mick got the message that we were not able to help him, and I'm sorry. Call me back, Mick, with plans. I'll tell you what happens this time of year a lot of times is the big national chains and people who buy from the West Coast end up with plants that some of us haven't heard of. In my case, it's certainly not uncommon. And I always get nervous when I see that. I mean, obviously there are new plants coming along all the time, and I will be the first to admit that I have to learn. I learn a lot from Steve Huddleston and Jimmy Turner. I learn a lot on new color plants. But it also worries me when I see something I've never heard of and never grown as to whether it may be for a cooler climate, a very different climate. So be forewarned of that. Let's go to Cassidy in Shady Shores. Cassidy, this is Neil Sperry. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
My question is, there was a gentleman who had called earlier about the sand spurs.
Sand burrs, grass burrs.
Sand burrs, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have an acre of land, and it's a terrible problem. Mm-hmm. And we have grazing animals, and I did hear what you had suggested, but they sound like chemicals. Is there anything that you know of that would be safe for animals?
You know, my artificial sweetener is a chemical. the one thing I want to say with a gigantic, I cannot say it any more boldly, disclaimer at the beginning of this. There is an organic control that is talked about, and I'm not even sure I want to mention it. I am so put off by the push toward a product mm-hmm. that is supposed to be safe and all of that. It doesn't work. It does not give good control. It's extremely expensive for extremely limited control. And I immediately, when I was asked to advertise it 5 or 6 years ago, said, let me do the research. And I couldn't find any valid university. It doesn't serve any good purpose if I don't tell you what it is. Corn gluten meal. I could not find any valid. I could not find any validation from any land-grant university other than the patent holder, Iowa State University. And I respect Iowa State immensely. I almost went there. I was going to study genetics until I realized how much math there was. I love math, but I didn't want it at that level. But anyway, it's a fine university, but the research, all the royalties go back to them. And all the other land grant schools are saying this just doesn't do it, and you just don't find any validation other than from individuals, testimonials, that maybe master gardeners or others who are speaking on behalf of it. I have on my website and a very long letter on my Facebook page from Linda Chalker Scott, I believe is her name, who is a research scientist with Washington State University. And she is challenging all elements of this, whether it works or not, saying it doesn't work. And even the patent holder says you have a window of just a few days for it to be effective. Now, I want to go to the other side of things. If a product is going to be used in pasture land, and here is where my father was involved at A&M. He was a range ecologist. He worked with his salary was basically paid, I don't think it was a direct payment, by the Sheep and Goat Raisers Association and the cattle producers and all of the livestock people. He was a range management specialist with Texas A&M University for 30 years, 25 years. And he was the herbicide research specialist. And I watched him work to prove that these things would, number one, kill the weeds, and he would try test these things for 4 or 5 years, and number two, or number one, if you care to move it to the top of the list, wouldn't hurt the livestock. EPA is not going to give a label clearance to a product that is going to harm livestock. That's first and foremost. There are paranoid people out there who will scare you to death with this, but I that's my opinion. It's certainly not my area of expertise. I'm a horticulturist, but I've been watching this train go by the station every day for 43 years in the Metroplex, and I'm comfortable in what I recommend. And so the pre-emergent granules that you put on the ground and water to get them dissolved and on the soil surface, they are killing the seeds as they try to sprout. They have no impact on existing vegetation. I've never seen any commentary of concern toward animals. So anyway,
okay,
so you're
suggesting this the same two products that
absolutely used. Because they work, first of all, and the other thing doesn't work, and I guess I don't need to go any farther, and they're safe for the animals. Safe is not a word that anybody's allowed to use, so I'll retract that. Safe is, I've been told for all of my career by A&M, by the companies that have sponsored me through the years, don't use the word safe because people a bag could fall on their head. You know, people mm-hmm. do bizarre things, so you can't use the word safe because people will do stupid things.
So. Oh, no, I understand that. Yeah. I absolutely do. The gluten meal, is that the same thing as the it's like a corn mixture?
Corn gluten meal is the product okay. that is supposed to be a pre-emergent that is not okay. in 85-point font, not effective. Unless somebody brings the name up, I never mention it. It's the first time I've ever initiated its name on my program in my life. And then you have cornmeal. It is allegedly a fungicide, and I could go on for that. I'm late to a break, and I'm not going to go on about that. But anyway.
Okay, well, I definitely appreciate your time. And
look for bona fide products. Look for bona fide. Here's the thing to do. All right. Here is exactly the thing to do, and vinegar gets this same commentary. Look at the label that is affixed to the product. Look at the label and see what it says. Not something laying on the counter beside it, but I'm yelling at you, and I really apologize.
No,
but
not at all.
You can tell you struck a nerve. Look at the label and see what it says. Not a piece of paper laying over there. The company making a product has to send its label to Austin to be certified. Does it say what's in there? And if I'm selling eye drops, I'm just going to pick a generic. If I say on the bottle, this is eye drops, and say what's in there. It's eye drops with eye drop solution, and I identify the chemistry of the eye drop. Okay, that's fine. They say, okay, that's fine. But if on a sheet of paper laying beside it at the retail, it says, these eye drops will do all these other things, that's not a part of the legal label. They can make any claim they want to on that freestanding sheet of paper. They can say anything they want to on the radio, in an ad, or anywhere else. The label is the legal product. So check the labels of these things and see what they say and see if you're comfortable with what the affixed label says on that product. There, I'm okay. Done. I'm done. Can I still be your friend?
Absolutely.
All right.
No, trust me, that was very helpful.
All right.
I do appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Have a good day. Thank you very much. Let me tell you about Dixon Brothers right now. I was just out there a couple days ago. I have a new tub for a fountain that I'm putting in, and Kevin was so helpful. He knows fountains. He knows all of that equipment. He's just amazing, and I really enjoyed the visit. Mary was away that day, and I hated not to get to see her and Alan, and so I'll go back. I'll go back pretty often. I know I will. Dixon Brothers, your best resource for everything aquatic. For 40 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps, and supplies. Spring weather is here. Bring a pool water sample to Dixon Brothers so they can test it for you. They'll make sure your water's healthy and algae-free, and they'll help you get it back to the blue. Dixon Brothers professional strength maintenance products are the best value in the Metroplex. Need a new pool sweep or a repair of your old one? Does your pool motor sound funny or has it stopped working? Dixon Brothers, a call at 972-288-7537. Their professional service department can fix or replace the motor and keep your pool going. If you attended Neil Sperry's landscape school back in January, you met Mary and Kevin with Dixon Brothers. You talked about landscape water features with them. This is the time for you to get one started. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water garden, and koi ponds. That's 972-288-7537. And Dixon Brothers is at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, just one block north of old downtown Mesquite. Go in that front door and look to your left and look to your right, and you'll realize they have everything you could want for anything that touches water. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Spring is a time you need to watch for foundation problems. You need to call the best in the business. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and my call was to Advanced Foundation Repair. They're leaders in their industry. The home inspection is thorough and it's free. Their repairs, if needed, are guaranteed for the lifetime of your house, transferable owner to owner. Call Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. Online, foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Get all four of our informative posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, all for only $34. It's a $71.95 value. It's $34 and $3 postage. Oh, you need to take advantage of this. This may be the last weekend for this offer. Let me describe these posters to you. Each of them is 15 by 30 inches. Each of them is on heavy cardstock. You could frame them if you wish. They're very attractive. They are big charts, and each chart contains all of the information that you will want to process through your mind. They're like books on a chart. Simple as that. It's let me just do the best perennials one, for example. 120 best perennials for Texas. It gives the height, the width, what months they bloom in, what flower colors are involved. You know, just for example, with iris or dahlias, you have all kinds of different colors. And so it shows all of those different colors. It's all done in chart form, in graph form, graphically. And it is such a handy reference if you're trying to plan a perennial garden. When they bloom, how tall, how wide, any special problems, sun or shade, the foliar perennials as well, those that come from bulbs, and how to grow them, 100 best annual flowers, 100 best landscape plants, that's trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. All of that information on all of those plants, and then the complete variety list of crepe myrtles as well. Those four posters, normally $10 each plus $2 postage, that's $48, and a $23.95 subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, that's $71.95. You get for $34 and $3 postage. Call before 11 today, probably the end of this offer. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 1-800-752-4769. We go to Janet in Gainesville. Janet, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
I'm going to be moving to the Houston area. In fact, I called you last week about a garden, putting a garden on the side. It's not going to be possible because with this raised bed that's around the perimeter, it's full of four windmill palms, bottle bush, little gem magnolia, crepe myrtles, lantana, roses, and azaleas. And it's all full of the roots. This is a six-year-old bed. And I have two questions about this bed. With the azaleas, they've got yellow, you know, with the green leaves, and I cut out a lot of dead wood. There's some blooms. How can I prepare things around to make them grow a little bit better?
All right, let me make sure I'm under it. I got a lot of facts there in a hurry. Is this garden in Gainesville or is it in Houston?
It's in Houston.
All right, so you're just trying to get it ready when you get there so it'll be doing better.
Well, I need to help the azaleas. They're not.
No, I understand that. I'm just trying to figure out where I am in the universe here. What kind of where I'm answering this question for? Excuse the grammar. I got you. All right, azaleas are pretty well adapted in Houston. Why they would have yellow leaves and what you can do to control that is extremely difficult without seeing the plants to give you a good answer. Let me give you some candidates, but it could be a 30-minute conversation. I just can't do that. Number one, it could be, it's probably not iron deficiency as it would be for those of us in the Metroplex, because Houston soils tend to be a little more neutral or even acidic, depending on where in Houston you are. It could be the old leaves that are just shedding. All azaleas are dropping a bunch of yellow leaves right now, so that part's normal. If you see new growth coming and old leaves are turning yellow, then that's absolutely a normal transition. The things that azaleas need would be a lot, well, they need an acidic growing medium and they need organic matter. And if the plants are quite elderly, have been sitting in the same soil for a long time, they may have used up everything out of the soil. Janet, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's what I think happened, you know, because there's a lot of dead wood and everything around.
Well, it may be time to replace them. You might be a lot happier in the long run if you just took out the old ones. I'm not saying you need to do this, but it's something to consider. Take out the old ones, put good soil back in, make sure it's still the same good place for azaleas. You know, a lot of times people plant them where there's a little bit of light shade in the afternoon, and 10 years later it's heavy shade all day because the trees have gotten bigger. So you need to see if azaleas are still a good choice. There are some beautiful azaleas in Houston, but that doesn't guarantee that every azalea is going to be beautiful.
Okay, now this is a large bed and it's raised, and they're going to put mulch around it.
Well, hang on. How specifically can I be of help? Because I can't.
Put the weed preventer cloth down before the mulch goes on it?
What kind of weeds are you trying to prevent?
There's a lot of dollar weed. I've never had dollar weed before, but there's a lot of dollar weed there.
Yeah, that's and it's common in Houston. That is an interesting challenge. It needs moist conditions, and Houston certainly has those a lot of the time. Broadleafed weed killers will eliminate dollar weed. What I would be tempted to do initially might be to get a bucket and a sponge wear some rubber gloves and just swab it across the dollar weed. Just put it on the dollar weed itself. Maybe put one drop of a liquid dishwashing detergent in a 2 gallon bucket of the mix.
Okay.
So it'll hold on those leaves, and get a couple of the, like a brick mason sponge. I just was cleaning windows yesterday, vinegar water and squeegee with helping my wife, and that kind of, I love the feel of that kind of sponge, fits my hand well. Anyway, you do that and rub it across. I think you can get rid of a lot of the dollar weed that way. You would not want to spray it and have it go into the soil. The landscape, if you opt not to do that, I would trim off the dollar weed, put the landscape fabric down, and then the mulch.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You mentioned summer snowflake. Mm-hmm. Will that grow? I've got, you know, some summer snowflake where I am here.
I think it would do well in Houston. I did not grow it when I was growing up in College Station, but I think it would do very well. I don't know why it wouldn't.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, and I'm so sorry to be hasty on the azalea thing. It's just, it's hard to get to that specific answer. But get down there and kind of get your feet on the ground. Hang on to our phone number and call me when you have when you get a little bit of working knowledge of it. I'll sure try to help you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Atta girl. Take care. All right.
Bye-bye.
Let me tell you right now about Bonide Revenge Ant Killer Baits. Are you tired of having ants invade the inside of your house? Are you seeing them outside your house, crawling up your walls, all over your patio and patio furniture? Do you have big black ants? Well, those could be carpenter ants, and they love to chew on your patio wood set, wood swing set, wooden shed, not to mention the damage they can be doing to your house. The answer to your problem is Bonide's Revenge Ant Control products. They're the answer to your ant problems. Revenge is a full line of indoor, outdoor, liquid, and granule ant baits and bait stations. The worker ants take the bait back to the colony, and the entire colony, including the ant, the queen ant, is eliminated. Revenge also has a full line of fast-acting ant control granules and dust along with the baits. So make sure you get Revenge Ant Control products and get rid of those ants once and for all. Don't settle for any other brand when you want revenge. Bonide's Revenge products are available at Feeder's Supply in all Dallas locations, Boyce Feed in Waxahachie, Garin Nursery in Granbury, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. Bonide, Bonide.com. That's Bonide Revenge Ant Killer Baits.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Rubel's Plants is where Dallas goes for plants. 28 years in the Dallas Metroplex, the Rubel's family started bringing plants from their local growing facility in Dallas to the Dallas Farmers Market, where the combination of plants and fresh produce was a natural. Well, now, this is really exciting news. Now they have taken that to a new location, Rosemead Market at 3646 Rosemead Parkway near the George Bush Turnpike. 3646 Rosemead Parkway. They had their big grand opening yesterday. And Rubles wants to thank everybody who stopped out yesterday for the Rosemead Market garden grand opening. Everyone had a great time. They invite everybody to Rosemead Market to experience their own garden market concept. The concept combines locally grown plants, which Rubles is known for, with fresh local produce, a natural progression. All four locations are stocked with everything you need to start your spring gardening. These are glorious places. This year, Rubles Plants was named one of the Garden Center Magazine's 100 Revolutionary Garden Centers. Hats off, all hats off, please, to Rubles Plants of Texas. Now, the original location is at 601 South Pearl Expressway in downtown Dallas. They also are in Lakewood at 7219 East Grand, Lemon Avenue at 6630 Lemon Avenue, and brand new yesterday and open today, Rosemead Parkway at 3646 Rosemead Parkway, Rubles Plants of Texas, RUIBALS.com. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Again, here's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. 51 degrees at 9:35. Are you running late this morning? We'll get details after your first weather and traffic and the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Could see another shower or two, but for the most part, the rain has moved on out of our area. It's going to be starting to clear as we head toward the afternoon. And it's going to be cooler as well, with temperatures falling as we head through the afternoon. Tonight, clear and colder with a low of 35. Tomorrow, sunny and cool with 58 for the high, 69 for the high on Tuesday. We've got partly sunny skies at Fort Worth Meacham. It's 47 degrees, cloudy 51 at Love Field, cloudy and 51 at DFW Airport. And now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
On the Plano-Richardson border, westbound President George Bush Turnpike, the exit to Coit Road is closed because of an earlier accident that did some damage to the exit ramp there. And in Fort Worth, a side street collision on Hewlin Street at Bel Air. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Spring around the corner, but daylight saving time has arrived for most of the country. If you forgot to set your clock ahead 1 hour last night, you are probably running a little late to wherever you're headed this morning. Vatican Cardinals spending today visiting parishes around Rome. It's considered a day of contemplation before the church leaders begin electing a new pope on Tuesday. Vatican senior media advisor Greg Burke warns this conclave may be a long one.
I don't think they're in any huge hurry. It's obviously a monumental decision they have to make.
And Afghan President Hamid Karzai lashing out at the U.S. and the Taliban. He is suggesting the two are working together to keep coalition troops in the country past 2014. Again, the high today, 59 degrees. We hit that a couple of hours ago. Temperatures are falling now, and it is 51 degrees at DFW Airport. The WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Knives on an airplane, coming up on the next Ben Ferguson show. Do you feel comfortable now in this country with getting on a plane next to someone who actually has a pocket knife? The TSA says, let's do it. Yet there's airlines saying no to it, politicians saying no to it, Americans saying no to it. And my thing is, why put a knife back on a plane? I'll get your take on the Monday morning Ben Ferguson show from 9 to 11 a.m. on News Talk 820 a.m. and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry with our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative full-color 15x30-inch posters and a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, a $71 value, you pay only $34. Why, the posters alone normally would be $48. They're $10 each plus $2 poster. Four of them, $48. You pay $34 and you're getting the magazine subscription as well. You'll get the 100 best Texas landscape plants, the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers, 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtles, complete details on every plant. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. It's more than a $71 value. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. It is 9:39 right now, Central Daylight Saving Time. Get all that in there. Got one extra word in there somewhere, but that's your time. It's 9:39. If you're headed to church, you need to plan accordingly. Let me tell you about North Haven Gardens right now. It's 7700 North Haven Road. Same location since 1951. I don't know what you were doing in 1951, but Ralph and Muriel Pincus, my friends, were founding North Haven Gardens at that point, and they are still our dear friends. They've been married 71 years. They are still our dear friends. They're wonderful people. Their son John owns and operates the nursery now, and it has just gotten better and better and better for every one of those years since 1951. Have you noticed that spring is beginning to bloom around town? North Haven Gardens would like to help you add an exciting burst of spring color. They have flowering quince. Deciduous saucer magnolias blooming all around the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. They have them. They have Oklahoma redbud. They have white flowering redbud. They also have double bridal wreath spirea, saucer magnolia, magnolia ann, forsythia, and spring glory flowering quince, Texas scarlet, and also yoshino and weeping cherries. Mighty tomatoes arrive this week at North Haven Gardens. These tomatoes are grafted onto Supernatural's rootstock. That's a trademark name, Supernatural's. and that produces a stronger, more vigorous plant. You'll have a bigger, better, and longer harvest with an improved ability to withstand temperature extremes and a superior defense against soil-borne diseases and insects. Yes, you did hear what I said, grafted tomatoes. Now, let me tell you, my buddy Bill Adams did a story for us on this in my magazine about 3 or 4 years ago. This is proven science, and it's been out there a while. North Haven Gardens, and those are coming in this week. They're not there now, apparently. North Haven Gardens is at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, just about a block west of Central on North Haven. 214-363-5316. 214-363-5316. On the web, nhg.com. 7700 North Haven Road in North Dallas, North Haven Gardens.
Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.
We have a lot of activity on our Facebook page right now. We have about, we're in the neighborhood of 15,600 friends there together talking plants. Let's go back to our phone lines. It's Alice in Rockwall time. Thanks for waiting. How can I help you?
Neil, I have a west-facing wall that's about 24 feet long. In front of that is a, I have a little bed that's about 18 inches wide, bordered by sidewalk. And adjacent to that wall is our right angles, whatever, is a glass wall. I need something in that bed that will stand intense heat.
All right. That's a rough set of circumstances, and some of the plants I'm going to mention might require some sculpting and tailoring to keep them within the 18 inches of width.
Right.
And I don't like to recommend plants that require regular pruning, but sometimes you have to. How tall do you want it to grow?
Low growing, like 18 inches max.
18, I thought you, yeah, and I missed that. All right. Let me give you a list of about 8 or 9 that come to mind, 6 or 8. I may be struggling to get to 6. Maybe I shouldn't say 8 or 9. And I'm going to give some comments with each one of them. Dwarf Yaupon holly for all of my career has been my go-to plant for that kind of a setting, and I think it still would be. You probably would have to do some shearing in February each year to keep it in a compact size that would fit within that boundary. I would recommend doing that shearing one time in February with a gasoline hedge trimmer to make it into a globe, not into balls and not into squares or anything else, but just into nice globes, and then let them grow naturally the rest of the year. I do that with several of my different types of hollies, and by the middle to the end of March, they look very natural and very lovely. They are very formal looking for 2 or 3 weeks after I do that. Anyway, that's one option, dwarf yaupon. Japanese boxwood would be another option, and you'd want to get something like green luster or wintergreen, the ones that are not going to turn bronzy in the wintertime. So that's an option. Harbor dwarf nandina, if you want something that's a little varied in height, harbor dwarf nandina would grow, and it would certainly never be a problem of sprawling over the walk because it
okay. Neil, what was that first word before dwarf?
Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-U-R, okay. The British spelling.
Okay.
And there are some modern selections that are claimed to be better than it, and they may well be, but that's the original one. Just
okay.
not Nana Nandina. That's the main thing I'm trying to say.
Wow.
The couple of things, tam juniper would be beautiful. It would stay in the height that you need forever, but it also will try to spread, and so you'd have to have lopping shears, and once a year you'd go in and selectively trim it. I don't know how long it would put up with that. It might, because it wants to spread 5 or 6 feet wide, and you could, it's a ground cover, a tall ground cover. You could keep it in bounds, I'll bet, for 10 or 15 years, but eventually you may wear it out by doing that. I don't know that you want to go to that trouble. It would be lovely, but it will require some manicuring. And then the other plant that is perfect for it that just scares me to death to recommend to you would be one of the rosemaries, any of the rosemaries that match up height-wise. There are dozens of varieties. The problem that I have with rosemaries is there are winters that come along where we lose them. We haven't had one for a long time, but there are winters where we lose rosemary. It would be the prettiest of all things because the height would be right, the texture would be nice, the heat tolerance is fine. So that's another one to consider. And maybe you want to use a variety of plants and have some river rock in there, and just instead of doing a long row of one thing, maybe you want to consider having a nice little landscape in there that has a variety of plants. And if you did that, you could have lantana, you could have some other plants that would handle the heat and would be seasonal plants. So that's another option.
I hadn't really thought about that.
Yeah.
But thank you so very much.
You're welcome. All right. That was a good workout. I appreciate it. Let me go to Monty in Purdon. Monty, this is Neil. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
My four of my grandchildren are within about 5 or 10 miles of you somewhere there. I don't know exactly where Purdon is, but I know you're near Corsicana, and they are too. So what's going on?
About 13 miles west of Corsicana. I have a big green transformer box that I'd like to cover up with maybe a tree form of something. I've got some Blue Point junipers out there. Had them out there for 2 years with a couple of inches of good compost, and they have not done anything. They haven't grown, and they haven't died.
How tall are the boxes?
It's about 3 feet high by 4 feet wide.
All right.
It's pretty big.
I am absolutely not a fan of Blue Point juniper. They're beautiful, and people love them, and then they break their hearts. It has some kind of, and I don't think that's what's happened to yours yet, but they have a vascular disease that gets into them and kills a third of the plant at a time. I happen to drive on Stacy Road periodically in Collin County, and when I drive on Stacy, the new part of Stacy, I see Blue Point junipers that just are getting hacked on all the time to remove the dying branches, and it breaks my heart, and I see it elsewhere in the Metroplex. So sea green juniper would do exactly what you want and would actually blend in better with the native red cedars of your area. It's SEA, sea green. It's a vase-shaped juniper. I have them at our home, and they are chest high and 5 or 6 feet wide. They're beautiful, and they're available fairly affordably in 5 and 7 gallon containers, 10 gallon containers. That would be my first choice. The family I'm describing, and my daughter-in-law and our grandchildren and our son live in West McKinney, and I use dwarf Burford holly to conceal their electric box.
Total full sun.
And so is theirs. Theirs is not quite as tall as yours, and so I don't know whether that would suffice or not. But if not, then okay. I have a couple others. I would go with willow leaf holly. That's a taller one. It's also called needlepoint holly. That's a taller one that would conceal it well. Eleagnus would conceal it well. You'll need to be away from the box by 5 feet for Eleagnus. It really is a big sprawling plant. And regular glossy abelia will get 5 or 6 feet tall and will arch. All of those plants are good possibilities. All of them will get about as tall as a human man on average would be, and about as wide as Americans have become.
And so those are evergreen then.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right, excellent. Very good. I will try that then.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Take care. Thanks, Monty. Uh-huh. All right, let's see. I got to get a break in, Joe, and I'm coming to you. It'll be worth the wait. It'll be a quick answer for you. Get all four of our posters, the 100 best landscape plants, best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. That's all on one poster. So when you go to the garden center and start looking for plants, you can do your homework ahead of time. Say, here are the ones I do. In fact, could have used that list right there for that question. Exactly. What's a good 5 to 6 foot shrub that will take full sun? That's exactly how you would use that poster. 100 best annual flowers, which tells you how tall and how wide they grow, what soil conditions, what form do they have, are they spreading, are they upright, what colors do they come in, what months do they bloom in, where are they best adapted, in Texas, and then more specifically, are they sun or shade, all the way through. 120 best perennials. Think of the mistakes that a person can make in buying a flat of annuals or perennials, and think about how nice it would be to know ahead of time you're not making a mistake, you're getting the best. Crepe myrtles, the complete variety list with all the information of all of the varieties. Now, these posters are normally $10 each plus $2 postage each. That would be $48. You get all Four posters and a subscription to our magazine, which normally is $23.95. You get it all, a $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. That's just barely more than half price. It's a wonderful deal, and this is probably the last weekend for this offer. We're almost out of two of the posters, and so you need to call before 11 o'clock today. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Hi, I'm Christian, and I am a recovering addict. I started using drugs just before my high school freshman year. About the middle of the year, I started making the wrong friends. I started skipping school, and my grades started to decline. I just really couldn't handle the guilt, and I just had to tell my parents. I think the public sometimes tries to stereotype us kids at Serenity High, but in reality, we are just the normal kids of every day. We try our hardest to make it through life. We have troubles just like everybody else. Without Serenity High, I would probably still be using drugs, or in jail, or worse, dead. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org.
One day at a time, serenity.
Thank you, Christian, very, very much. If you are the parent of or the grandparent of a youngster getting out of drug and alcohol rehab and you're looking for a safe place, a sober high school, Serenity High is that. It offers the opportunity to a conventional high school graduation in a sober surroundings. But the youngster has to be really interested in getting into Serenity. They are interviewed, and it is not just a parent's will that gets them in there. SerenityHigh.org is the website. Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases, both in adults and in children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing, rehabilitation, to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team will provide a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing, and then they'll determine which treatment option might be right for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is on the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike, and that is the hospital where our daughter's life was saved 8 years ago. We are beholden beyond any explanation to Baylor Plano. Baylor Regional Medical Center in Plano, the Baylor Scoliosis Center, in fact, the BaylorScoliosisCenter.com. The number to the Baylor Scoliosis Center is 1-888-781-5558. One more time, the BaylorScoliosisCenter.com, 1-888-781-5558. 58. I didn't die on you there, Lee. 888-781-5558. Wanted to make sure. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines now. Joe in Fort Worth. Joe, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. You might have already mentioned this earlier, but is it time yet to put the pre-emergent out yet?
Yes, sir, it is. We did cover it a little bit. You want to put out Holtz or Dimension. You want to put it out pretty much in the next 10 days and then repeat it 90 days after that treatment.
Okay, that's what I need to know there.
There you are. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Tim in Benbrook. Tim, this is Neil.
Yeah, Neil, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, a lot of my perennials are coming up and different kind of plants right now, and I've always kind of, I'm on the lookout for bugs and stuff. A lot of times I don't catch them in time. When is a good time to start spraying for all these kind of like spider mites and different things, you know, so I can get in front of the bugs before it's kind of, they've already got on the plant?
Well, we don't do preventive things very often in insect and disease control. There are a few things that you can prevent, but you really do need to keep watching with spider mites, since that's the one that you did give me as an example. Spider mites, there is no preventive. You wait until you see them. You learn through experience, Tim, that I'm probably going to see spider mites on my beans sometime in May. I'm going to learn to look for that tan mottling, that very faint mottling in the leaves. And if you have violets, standard aromatic violets, you learn, well, I better watch those violet leaves in April for spider mites. If you have trailing junipers, the little low-growing like a blue rug, you learn, I better be watching from February on for spider mites in my junipers, because whatever the mite is that gets in junipers comes 3 months earlier than the others out in the landscape. So you learn plant by plant just from having there's no blanket answer to it, unfortunately.
I have a bunch of dianthus that they got hit last year and butterfly bush, and by the time I realized that there's a problem, you know,
I've never seen an insect on dianthus.
Really? Well, something happened to my dianthus. It started kind of dying from the middle out.
That's heat. That's usually heat. It's the hot weather that does that to dianthus. Hot weather or overly wet soils. I've never seen an insect bother dianthus. The butterfly bush or butterfly weed?
Butterfly bush.
Butterfly bush, Buddleia. I haven't grown that enough to know a lot about it, but you just need to learn to look at them and identify. I got to run. We'll be back on the other side.